The DNR secretary held a question and answer session during the Wisconsin Lakes Conference underway in Green Bay. Most of the questions had to do with a two-year delay in the implementation of phosphorus rules. Phosphorus in lakes leads to thick, stinky algae blooms. Stepp says 80% of the pollutant comes from non-point sources, like fertilizer runoff and road salt. Stricter rules took effect in November of last year, but Stepp says the state wants a two-year delay.
You know, that's our challenge, is how do we manage that? And sometimes when we look at something just, you know, at that particular point and kind of myopic and not look at the bigger picture, we've got to attack this much more on the non-point source.
But some attendees take issue with the delay. Amy Thorstensen works for Golden Sands, a conservation group in central Wisconsin. She says the 80% non-point figure is a statewide average.
It depends on the watershed. It absolutely depends on where the source of that water body comes from. And when you're talking about the flowages on the Wisconsin River, they take in everything that comes into it from upstream. And by the time you get to Petenwell and Castle Rock flowages, the water has come from hundreds and thousands of square miles. So it's municipalities, it's ag, it's everything.
That can lead to toxic algae blooms in recreational lakes, which have sickened children and killed pets. Thorstensen says the rules were developed after 2 years of public input and should be implemented as is. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.